These are life-saving machines that they're breaking down frequently. They need constant maintenance and they need new parts. The Health Committee heard this week oncology experts outlined the impacts of the breakdowns on cancer patients. They talked about mistreatments, delayed treatments, longer treatments, delays that reduce the chance of survival for people. Now, imagine what that means to somebody when they hear that, that's fighting for their life. Imagine what that means to the family of that cancer patient. And the question really is, how in God's name have you allowed this situation to develop, Tánaiste? How have you allowed vital radiotherapy machines to get so old that they break down so often? Cancer experts have called for an urgent replacement programme. And the question is, are you listening and will you act? Tánaiste. And why have you allowed it to get to this crisis point?
Thanks, Deputy. We are listening. We are acting. It is an important and serious issue. We've made a lot of progress in relation to improvement to our cancer services over a sustained period of time under the current National Cancer Strategy. We've already allocated €105 million to support our cancer services and an additional €120 million in direct investment in radiation oncology centres in Cork and Galway to address the radiotherapy equipment needs. Funding has been allocated in this year's capital plan to progress a linear accelerator replacement programme underway at St Luke's Radio Network in Dublin as well, and I expect progress on that very shortly. My understanding is the Department of Health and the HSE are now developing a strategic infrastructure programme to plan for replacement and expansion at public radiation oncology services.